Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. Lowdown.
And it is time to get up to date with all things entertainment and maybe find out about a secret little gig that might have happened in Dublin last night, Shannon.
Oh, yes. So Ed Sheeran played a secret gig in Dublin last night and Spotify invited his biggest fans to an exclusive Billions Club live concert.
Ooh.
Very bougie. Mm-hmm. The event was called a once-in-a-lifetime performance and fans only got told the location 2 hours before the gig started.
How much time did they know, like, that there was going to be something happening? Like, surely a couple of days. You can't just be like, 2 hours, what?
I don't know when they got the invite, but I'm assuming that it'd have to be 1 or 2 days in advance, but they only found out the location 2 hours before he took to the stage.
What if it was
taking a girl?
Yeah, sorry, exactly.
You know?
I mean, you probably would start getting yourself ready before that anyways, but very little notice. Listen, I'm sure it was worthwhile, was it?
Definitely. He took over the hall in the RDS and it looked like it was jam-packed. Around like 2,000 people were there. I seen loads of clips online. I still haven't seen a lot of press go out now, to be honest.
I haven't either. And my question is, who got the invite? Like, how did they know who the biggest fans of Ed Sheeran was?
So it was just the biggest fans. It was also your Spotify listenership. So like, if they knew you were a fan because you listened
you
to
listen
Ed
all the
Sheeran.
Time. Oh my goodness. And was he, like, what's the purpose now of that secret gig that happened last night? Just promoting himself, promoting his music and saying thank you to the fans who've supported me.
So it's because a lot of his songs reached a billion streams on Spotify. And apparently the event was filmed as well. So I feel like a series is going to be in the works.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's happening.
I have a little clip from one of the influencers.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
It's a special place for me with my family, but it's also a special place for me musically. I feel like this is where it all began. So I'm happy that we're here. I want to play the song that was the first song of mine to hit a billion streams. And it goes like this.
I feel like Ed Sheeran is like adopted Irish, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
He's one of us.
Sure, he says he was here loads of times when he was young. He feels like he is Irish and he is the image of an Irish person as well.
All I'm going to say is if that gig was last night, keep the eyes peeled because I'd say he's still around Dublin somewhere.
I know, I'm actually going to leg it out now to see if I can bump in.
See you, Shannon. Thanks for coming in.
Next up, People Magazine have spoken and this year's sexiest man alive is... Jonathan Bailey!
Oh, wow, and well deserved. What a handsome man.
Oh, he's such a beautiful man. So he has been crowned the sexiest man alive, which is just such a big title as well. Like, the sexiest man alive.
Surely
like,
that's going on the CV, right?
Definitely, first page. But not only that, he has also made history as he's the first openly gay man to win the title as
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Do people vote for that award? Or how is it decided? Like, what's the criteria?
I actually don't know how it's done, but I assume people would have to vote, wouldn't they?
Surely they would. Now, it might just be like internal voting. And also, what does Jonathan Bailey get now that he's been awarded this?
Just like the honour.
I would want like a statue of myself to put on the mantelpiece. I need something. Come on.
A statue of you on the mantelpiece.
Yes.
We need to get that in anyway.
Do you know what? Make it happen.
Yeah.
Someone make that happen.
We will. Maybe if you wear the slutty little glasses, then you'll get that the way Jonathan did.
Shannon.
That's what you need to do.
Maybe so. Right, I'll deep dive into it and see what I can do.
And then finally, Miley Cyrus is set to appear on this iconic kids show.
Oh, that's bringing us back.
Yeah, a bit too far back now. She will appear on Netflix's reboot season of Sesame Street. And this will be the 56th season.
Like, what?
Mind blowing.
Sorry, I didn't even know Sesame Street was still going.
Yeah, it's alive
and well.
It's
on Netflix now.
It's on Netflix. It's a new partnership. So
wow.
I might actually tune in now.
What's Miley Cyrus going to do in it? Is she just like a special guest? Like,
she's just a special guest, but I'm hoping that she's going to sing or something.
Yeah, she'll have to.
The whole thing as well, it's always about storytelling, imaginative new segments. It's going to focus on kindness, compassion and emotional learning. So it's all going to be very wholesome. We're going to need the tissues.
Oh my goodness. I love how, like, once upon a time, you know, a goal for a celebrity was to get an Oscar or to get an Academy Award or to get they're the same thing, a Grammy, for example, or whatever. Now it's to be on Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
pinnacle of your career.
That's the goal. It's going to be out the 10th of November. So set your alarm.
Oh, that's very soon. Okay, I am actually going to watch that. Yes, Sesame Street for the first time in years. Shelby Shannon, thank you so much for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM.
He is one half of Gastro Gaze, Sunday Times restaurant critic, and my wonderful producer, Russell Alfred. How are
and
you?
And one other thing to add to that.
Oh.
Expert headphone untangling.
He's having some trouble at the moment.
As you were speaking just there, I was untangling headphones up to the moment that I started speaking.
Listen,
good afternoon.
It happens to the best of us. Where are we off to for some delicious food today, Russell, for Dublin Delish?
We're off to the zoo.
Oh, we are not.
We're off to the zoo. So, as we've mentioned here on 98FM, we're delighted to be partnering with Dublin Zoo for Wildlights. And one of the great additions, now, I went for the very first time last year and I loved it. It was my first
so
experience.
Good. Was
magical.
That your first time?
It was my
going?
First time,
oh,
yes.
Oh, it's so wholesome.
So that was really amazing. And one thing that they're always kind of trying to build on it and make it bigger and better and everything like that. This year, they have added in a little bit of a food experience.
Yes.
Added. So there's a space called the Winter Glow Village and it has lots of different food vendors all there. And this isn't just ones from the zoo. These are ones from across Dublin.
Oh, wow.
So it's a bit of a proper Christmas festive market going on.
Sounds
there.
Sounds amazing.
So a little preview of them all. There will be a video on the 98FM socials showing you all the delicious dishes.
Fabulous.
To go there.
Okay.
So I'll go through a couple of them there. Some of these you may be familiar with. Some names you may not be too au fait with, let's just say. I sound like Pat Kenny when I said it. How au fait are you with this?
He would be so proud of you, Russell.
He would be, I know. So the likes of Oakberry, Scrum Diddly, Jump Juice, they're all there. I can see you're already reacting with joy.
I'm so thrilled to hear Oakberry there.
Exactly.
I'm a big fan.
SOS Cookies.
Beautiful cookies.
Beautiful cookies.
You'll find them in Dundrum Town Centre. They're now in the airport as well. Because I was flying last week whenever I was and I saw them. I was like, oh my goodness. So
and
they're expanding.
Popular.
Very popular.
It's great to see businesses like that not only getting things at the likes of Wallace, but also the airport and everything. It's great to see that kind of exposure and more power to them for that and also making delicious products. Kyo's, who make the fantastic crisps. They have a spot here. Now, they're very crisp. Christmas festival kind of vibe. They have the spirally potatoes.
I do.
Love them.
They're gorgeous.
Nice little treat.
Lovely and crispy.
They also have this. It's a Christmas spice bag.
Okay, what's in a Christmas spice bag? Do tell.
And I could err on the side of starting to talk like the viral Northern Irish person about Christmas chips with your turkey and your cranberry sauce. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about roast potatoes, chicken and ham, herb and herby stuffing, gravy and a spice mix on top.
You're joking.
That sound good?
That sounds unreal. Unbelievable.
Absolutely gorgeous. Another one of my personal favourites is there too. But I'll tell you about that in a second because I want to tell you about it. You can get other little sweet treats. You can get waffles, your crepes and different bits and bobs like that.
Good, because I have a sweet tooth.
Yes, yes. A nice way to finish it. But mad egg.
You're joking.
Mad egg.
Oh, love. Yeah, Dublin classic.
A Dublin classic. It's been open, I think it's about 12 years now.
Yeah.
Doing some of the best fried chicken burgers around the city, I have
Their
to say.
Their buttermilk chicken burger is stunning.
The simple and effective.
So
it's
simple.
It's so good. The OG is available there, as are all the tenders, as well as the Heartbreaker, which has, it's a spicy one. It has jalapeno hot sauce on it. It's beautiful. Pickles, I love. It's and melted cheese all over it. It's wonderful.
When you're saying, Russell, that the vendors, some of which you've named out there, are going to be at Wildlights at Dublin Zoo this year, are we talking full extensive menu or is it a kind of shorter one that we're used
usually
to?
Usually these are going to be a shortened menu,
okay.
You know, so it just depends on the vendor, but
they're also
speaking,
going to bring their classics with that because they have limited and the best.
Exactly.
So whatever your favorite is on the menu, there's a good chance that they're going to have it at Wildlife.
Exactly. So there'll be all of these available at the Winter Glow Village at Wildlife.
Okay.
And if you're there with 98FM tomorrow night, have the best time.
Yes.
And have something delish
something
while you're there.
Delish, something
you can be like, oh my
Dublin
God,
delish.
Russell told me to have this.
I mean, this is why we do it every Tuesday.
Exactly.
The man knows what he's talking about.
And can untangle a headphone really effectively as well.
So every time that you come here every Tuesday for Dublin Delish, that's what I'll put first. Master headphone untangler. And then the other bits
everything
as well.
Else is all supplementary.
Thank Russell,
you so much.
Thank you so much for Dublin Delish this week.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.